1620 94.5 WTAW. Here's a sampling of comments from the July 11th, 2022 Texas A&M Faculty Senate meeting, which was the university senior leadership's first opportunity to present an update on the president's reorganization plan called The Path Forward. Presenters included Vice President of Operations Greg Hartman and Vice President of Operational Information Alan Sams. Sams talked about how 50 computer networks used by A&M will become a $50 million Aggie network.
That will allow us to be, A, much more secure, and B, much more flexible and mobile as we move around campus doing things.
Hartman says most IT issues will probably be addressed by the same people faculty members have used in the past.
Everybody does think you're putting people into a big tent somewhere, and that's not really the goal.
Hartman says the focus is on accountability.
They're still responding quickly to where they are. They're still going to be located out there in the buildings with the same similar kind of assignments that they have in the past.
In human resources, Sam says what most people are talking about is the goal of getting the right people in the right place, and that's expected to be accomplished by the end of August.
Well, that doesn't always mean, in fact, it usually doesn't mean that they're actually changing anything about their job location or whatever. We're centralizing the way that they report in the organization and how they're overseen without actually removing them from the unit that they're currently working in.
Sam says in HR and all operational areas, implementation will continue through the next academic year.
Then the period till the end of the calendar year is more around growing the organization to the right size to service the needs of an institution our size. And then the first half of next calendar year is really about deploying that professional development system.
The implementation of the Path Forward, or the A&M reorganization, also applies to finance, facilities, and marketing communications.